This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical supplies landed in Sudan to help hospitals devastated by more than 2 weeks of fighting between forces loyal to rival generals. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Sunday the supplies are enough to help treat more than 1,000 war wounded. A National Doctors Association has said more than two-thirds of hospitals in areas with active fighting are out of service because of the shortage of medical supplies, health workers, water, and electricity. A UNICEF official in Sudan warned on Sunday over 600,000 children were at risk of acute malnutrition as the internal power struggle continues.
The bombardments, the conflict, the insecurity in which humanitarian workers are trying to get supplies, get services to people. We've had humanitarian workers be under attack as well, with some deaths along the way. So the conditions are extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous.
Jill Lowler, UNICEF's chief of field operations in Sudan on Sky News. Pope Francis plunged into both sides of Russia's war with Ukraine. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Pope greeted some of the 2.5 million Ukrainian refugees who have fled across the border to Hungary during a public prayer service. And immediately afterwards, he met privately with an envoy of the Russian Orthodox Church that has strongly supported the war. Francis was towing a diplomatic tightrope, which is part of the Vatican's tradition of diplomatic neutrality. He's been in Budapest on a weekend visit to minister to Hungary's Catholic faithful. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. With heat waves now arriving earlier linked to climate change, emergency officials are warning of the danger to older people, especially those who may not have air conditioning or if it goes out during power failures, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Last summer in the greater Phoenix area, there were 77 deaths overall, and most were linked to days of 99-degree heat. Researchers say people over age 60 are increasingly at risk of dying from heat-related causes. That's especially true for people of color. Most communities do offer cooling centers and pass out bottled water when the temperatures soar. But Dr. Aaron Bernstein at Harvard Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment says it's important people check on the elderly during heat waves, providing personalized attention. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As Canada's largest strike by federal workers approaches its third week, thousands of people are in immigration limbo amid canceled hearings and stalled applications, which could make it harder for the country to compete for global talent as employers face a tight labor market. About 155,000 federal public servants have been on strike since April 19th. While wages are a primary sticking point, the union also wants remote work included in its collective agreement. U.S. regulators are trying to clinch a sale of First Republic Bank over the weekend, with roughly half a dozen banks bidding, sources said on Saturday, in what's likely to be the third major U.S. bank to fail in 2 months. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Citizens Financial Group, Inc. and J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. are among bidders vying for First Republic in an auction process being run by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, sources said. U.S. Bancorp was also among banks the FDIC had asked to submit a bid, according to Bloomberg. The FDIC process kicked off this week, three of these sources said. The bidders were asked to give non-binding offers by Friday and were studying First Republic's books over the weekend, one of the sources said.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. A Texas sheriff says a fugitive accused of opening fire on his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting in his yard could be anywhere by now. Authorities have widened the search area for a man suspected of killing 5 of his neighbors near the city of Houston. The gunman has remained at large since the shooting Friday night. Authorities say the attack happened after the neighbors asked the man to stop firing rounds in his yard because they were trying to sleep. It happened near the town of Cleveland, about 45 miles north of Houston. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.